Hi, I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia black bears are now out of the den following a long winter's nap, and they're hungry. Be sure that your home does not become their next buffet. We'll talk more about it coming up after this. Don't feed the bears. It's an annual reminder from the West Virginia DNR to those who live in West Virginia's bear country, which is, well, all of West Virginia.
The bears are going to be passing through. We know that. We have resident bears that live, you know, within 5 miles of all of our cities and use part of, you know, city limits as part of their home range. So the bears are traveling through. The key is not giving them a meal when they're passing through.
That's Colin Carpenter, the Bear Project Leader for the West Virginia DNR, and that's because bears are going to be looking for a meal, at least in the early part of the spring and summer, until some of the more natural food sources take off.
It's the same thing every year. You know, they always come out of the den hungry. There isn't a whole lot of natural food available. They're primarily eating green vegetation and things like that. So, you know, from now until really into June, we have very little natural food available for the bears. It's typically going to be into June before we start seeing things like service berries become ripe. And then, of course, as we get into July, that's when our blueberries and our blackberries become ripe. So, you know, generally, if we look at our nuisance complaints on a yearly basis, May and June are the worst months of the year every year. And then typically, if we have a decent blackberry crop, our complaints drop off in July.
In the meantime, Colin has some tips to keep yourself out of trouble. Take down your bird feeder, only put your garbage out on trash day, and feed your pets only what they'll eat. Don't leave the pet food outside. Once bears have found your food, they'll not likely leave, and they'll become more and more aggressive, and it always ends badly for the bear.
We have bears that become food conditioned and human habituated. We end up destroying those animals, and you know it's something that can be easily avoided if we just don't let them get into the human food sources.
Now you'll also see some black bears coming out with cubs. Is that dangerous? Well, not as much as people think. They're not grizzly bears after all, but at the same time, they are unpredictable wild animals.
There have been very few documented fatal attacks of a sow protecting her, you know, a sow bear protecting her cubs, but there are people that get hurt every year in that situation. A lot of times it's folks that have dogs that are not on a leash. Seems to be an issue, but it does happen every year. So, you know, again, keep your distance. Enjoy from a distance, and please don't feed them.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.